When they were gone, Glug took a farewell look at his old friend in the melting pot. The flowing hair was all gone. Nothing remained but the red nose and the sparkling eyes. He wandered sadly to the window and sat down to catch the fresh evening air and escape the hot breath of the furnace. Now, this window gave a direct view of the range of mountains which, as I told you before, overhung the Treasure Valley, and more especially to the peak from which fell the Golden River. It was just at the close of the day, and Gluck saw through the window the rocks of the mountaintops all crimson and purple with the sunset. There were bright tongues of fiery cloud burning and quivering about them, and the river, brighter than all, fell in a waving column of pure gold from crag to crag, with a broad purple rainbow stretched across it. Said Gluck aloud, after he had looked at it for a while.
If that river were really all gold, what a nice thing it would be.
No, it wouldn't, Gluck,
said a clear voice close at his ear.
Bless me, what's that?
Exclaimed Gluck, jumping up. There was nobody there. He looked round the room and under the table and a great many times behind him, but there was certainly nobody there, and he sat down again at the window. This time he did not speak, but he could not help thinking again that it would be very nice if the river were really all gold.
Send hot at home, my boy,
said the same voice, louder than before.
Bless me, said Gluck again. What is that?
He looked again into all the corners and cupboards, and then began turning around and round as fast as he could in the middle of the room, thinking there was somebody behind him. Then the same voice struck again on his ear. It was singing now very merrily, no words, only a soft running melody, something like that of a kettle when it is boiling. Gluck looked out of the window. No, it was certainly in the house. All at once it struck Gluck that it sounded louder near the furnace. He ran to the opening and looked in. Yes, it seemed to be coming not only out of the furnace, but out of the pot. He uncovered it and ran back in a great fright, for the pot was certainly singing. He stood in the farthest corner of the room for a minute or two, with his hands up and his mouth open, when the singing stopped and the voice became clear and distinct.